Blog Talk Radio.
I'm large on the street,
yeah.
Large on the street, large on the street. I'm large on the street, large on the street. Every time
touch
I touch
me,
right.
Damn it.
Every time I touch
right. I do my thing, niggas know that.
Every time I touch right.
About my business,
every
baby.
Every time I touch right.
Because
I'm large on the street,
man. Watch me.
Black cheese cream, I'm large on the street.
All right, keep it going, baby.
Black cheese cream, I'm large on the street.
Yo, money, cash, and hoes, I'm still getting profit. I be the buzz and reminiscing, gunning at my targets. I laugh at the lame, they say they better than I. I'm passing the side, snow bunny, ripping the ride. Rubber pounding from them haters who think that they fly. I changed on them, they say I ain't the same to them. I bounce back, round ball, I'm amazing, man. 20,000 down the drain, it ain't phasing him. Brooklawn, Bed-Stuy, I was raised to swim. Notion Ave shop, lifting down by VIM. My past life was a bad life, it got me thinking better. Man, I was counted out, but they don't know no better. I bet they bump a coin getter when I'm dead and gone. They hit my Facebook, my Twitter, then they love me long. I act out, true thugging when I'm on a beat. They say I'm pussy, I guess I am what I eat. I'm large on them streets.
Every time I touch mics,
I'm getting money, baby.
Every time I touch mics.
Yeah, what's good, family? It is Pre-Game Radio Presents Real Talk with Lucky Me, featuring me, Brooklyn Black, holding it down. 347-857-4302. The number, hit us up. We'll be rocking. Excuse me for a second, people. Lucky Me is in the building. Luck, what's good, man?
Good. We're taking the light, you know what I'm saying? We back full in effect, real talking on Myra. There's a lot of bullshit going on, a lot of faggot, bullshit, Maury shit going on, and I'm back.
Wait. There's Maury shit? What do you mean there's Maury shit?
A lot of Maury shit going on with these girls out here, and motherfucking, there's a lot of things going on. I gotta be heard again. I gotta do this again. So anybody that's tuned in, I apologize for the delay and the months and stuff. I've been going through a lot with the police, and I can give you guys updates on what's going on with everything.
Everything.
Everything. You want to know? If you want to know the truth, nigga, come and ask me. From New York to the South, from here, I'm getting green. I'm going to tell you.
Well, okay, so here's the first one. What's going on?
Well, I mean, for the most part, we're going to start off. We want to start with babies crying. That's what we do, daddy daycare. We're in the building. Now, we're going to start off. The main topic of the day is this. Grown women who are in a mid-30s, late 40s, going to the bars, picking up the young dudes, and letting the young dudes dictate how their household is ran.
Well, I'm saying, if that's what the cougar bitch like, then what can we do?
What happened?
If that's what the old cougar bitch like, what can we do?
I mean, it's still, because, like, these women, you know, and another thing I want to touch, too, is we had a conversation about race and stuff like that. We need to talk about, address the race thing and people thinking that I'm racist, and they need to know the root behind everything. Let's go, no crying. Come here, cry out. You're a big girl, no crying, let's go. You're a big girl? Chuck it out. You live on air. No crying. Big girl. And that's what we do. All purpose. Swap shop. Comedian. Get money. Slash. Babysit. We are here.
Wow. That's what you guys do, huh?
Yeah. How you doing, Brooklyn Black?
You know, I'm chilling. You know, we had a pretty dope show. A couple dope shows this weekend. You know, I'm real anxious to see what's in store for Friday. And, of course, Saturday night, I'll be back in the building. For those Manhattan, Brooklyn, I will be at the Space Palace, 846 Myrtle Ave in Brooklyn, That was actually got a big concert, big event going down, so I'll definitely be in the building. Cheap drinks, cheap admission. So, now I'm saying, come through, say what up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to Brooklyn Black and what he's been doing. If you have, if you're just tuning in, he's been doing his thing. What is it, fourth year now? First, third? He's been doing it for a while now.
What, Green Day Radio?
Yeah, you got it under your belt. You've been doing it for a minute. You got your CEO hat on. You're doing a lot of things.
Well, Green Day Radio has a second anniversary coming up. Yeah, as many episodes and as that we've done, yeah, it's only been 2 years.
Green Day Radio is still a baby. Like I said, if you're listening, you need to, you can click on the Facebook, you can go to Brooklyn Black page, or you can go to Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. No City's page. You still type that in. You'll still get me, even though I got a different name up there. You know, call in. And let's go to the track real quick before we get juicy.
All right. Well, I'm going to get into one of the hot tracks that we played during the weekend, and then we'll be right back, you know, because we got to find out what the hell's going on at Elmira and in fucking Ithaca. And shit like that. Why? Because there's no voice out there.
All
right, that's good. God knows what happens before it goes on upstate New York.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, if you get rid of it, we got to bring it to you. All right, and we'll be coming back.
Is my mic on?
Wreck
city chick, wreck city chick. Big thigh, fat ass, pink titty bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Hold up, wait, let me get my point across. I need a man with a dick like a horse. He called me wet. How about the bed sheet? I'm the great one. Gretzky, the pesky, trying to get a nibble. English accent when I'm on and in the middle. Second fiddle, never bitch, I leave the orchestra. Tell you I love you, I'm nothing and I'm off ya. Arch back shots like the Yankees. Pull my head, pound it hard, baby, spank me. Stilettos in the air, he wanna lick the rapper. Ecstasy, my pussy is the rapture. I wanna capture, baby, get the camera. White trash sex like the Tommy Lee and Pamela. I wanna feel your dick throb in my short shot. Strap hammer dick, lemon, take it out the holster. Touch me, tease me, fuck me, please me. Addicted to the dick, I be fiending when it leaves me. I wanna fuck until we both can't breathe. Face down, ass up, daddy, give it to me. I'm a wreck city chick, wreck city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big city bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Wreck city chick, wreck city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big city bitch. I be all up in the street with a gritty ass. Pretty big bitch, certified G, so salute the boys before you holler at me. I wanna take you back in VIP and let you touch me. Down a few bottles at home and let you fuck me. I wanna ride you like a carousel. Pussy in your face, give your brains while we're parallel. Lick it like it's gum in the middle like a blow pop. Baby, don't stop, baby, don't stop. I'm about to bust it in your mouth, swallow that. Dawns go all night long, shit where hollow at. With a bottle at, drunk sex dreaming. I'm fucking on the waterbed and looking for the semen. Already fiending and pussy still pouring. I wanna fuck you long time till the morning. Wreck city, bitch, I be with a cash at. Sit back with a hard dick and watch my ass clap. Wreck city chick, wreck city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where the gritty is. Wreck city chick, wreck city chick. Big dog, fat ass, big titty bitch. I be all up in the street where the gritty is.
Yeah, we're back. Real talk, Lucky Me.
Yes, we're back.
Huh?
Yeah, we back. We're just doing things. I got to talk about a couple things, and
well,
I got to.
Let's get it out there. Let's get Elmira in the building. Let's let them know that we're back.
All right. Well, I'm plugging.
It's been a while since the tag team of you and I, because you know we've been doing what we do for years before the radio, before the rap. We've been doing this. So
we've been doing this when we was in a good home. We was doing this. We've been doing this for a minute. We've just been, you know, just having fun and just, you know, doing the things that we like to do. I reached out. Shout out to Young Duggo. He might call in on a check-in. He's fresh home. And we can talk
shout
to him about the things and you know, his them adjusting to, you know, regular civilian life. And so we're going to see what's going on with that. Me and Hooters, we cut our beef, so I know that last show was kind of intense. We kind of put our differences aside, and we're back on a normal pace. So
now you guys are speaking. So now at least you guys are speaking.
Yeah, we're talking about a potential show for the summer called Something About Hooters, reality show, and some other things that we got, you know, going on. It's a lot to talk about today. We can talk about my baby mom and how she took me to court, but didn't go to court.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Stop. Wait a minute. You said she took you to court, but didn't go to court.
Took me to court for child support and didn't show. Didn't show at all. And so that's what that's what happened, you know? And so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing or whatever the case may be. We gotta it is what it is. I don't know if that is who's gonna check in. It looks like she's doing things she likes to do and start her thing. Hooters, if you want to speak, put your hand up. Because I just want to know, and I'm not trying to start nothing or whatever case may be.
She did
put her hand
up. Oh, she did.
Welcome to the show, Miss.com.
Can you shut about me once again in your life?
What?
Are you talking shit about me once again in your fucking life?
No, I let the people know that there's no beef or anything and everything as adults.
He said there's no beef.
Hold on. Not everything is solved yet. Everything
is
still
down, put the whistles down.
Well, to my knowledge, I thought we kind of, you know, we cleared the air for the most part.
Oh, she's still beefing? Oh, shit.
I'm going on air to say I don't have no beef with Hooters.com.
You're a liar.
I don't have no problem. I don't have no problem. I really don't.
So wait, so Hooters.com, what's the problem, Hooters.com?
Not everything's settled yet. So he can't even sit there and act like everything is A-okay because it's not. Are you serious?
What has to be resolved?
Nothing has really been talked out, worked out. Like, I understand, like, he's going through things and he wants to finish that first. Fine. But don't paint a picture to everybody that everything's all cool and kosher when it's really not.
I
don't trust you. There's still a lot between us that needs to be worked.
I put her on hold for a second. Like I said, I didn't say that we were making muffins together or was part of a PTA group. All I'm saying is that, you know, things, like I said, it's not a hate thing. I'm not saying that it's magical or anything. I'm just saying that I'm willing to, I wave the white flag and I don't want no problems with Hooters.com because their name is Hooters.com.
And, Hooters? Did you say Hooters?
Hooters.com.
Hooters.
Yeah. So,
if somebody doesn't unmute me right now.
What'd you say, man?
What?
Stop lying. Stop lying.
You might have put
the white flag up and you said, all right, let's stop being kids. But you still act like a kid. You get mad at me and I'm a slut and I'm a whore and I'm dirty and I'm this, that, and the third. But the funny thing is, when I'm mad at you, you're just an asshole. So you still act like a kid. And this, that, and third. So don't even, like I said, don't even try to paint the picture that everything's kosher when it's not.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on. I got to get this out. Going down Saturday, March 31st at 10 a.m. in Queens, there will be a march in name of Trayvon Martin going down from Francis Lewis Boulevard and Linden Boulevard all the way down to St. Albans Park. For those already know the Trayvon Martin story, we don't really need to get into it, but if you want to go and be a part of that march, that's where it is, so be there on Saturday. Next. So, Lucky's saying everything is cool. Lucky's saying there's no beef.
Y'all, you got both of you can't talk at the same time and again, just drown each other out.
Now, you know what it is? The session where I'm at, I'm in Lovely, I'm at my loft in Ithaca, New York, looking over the spacious mountains and the beautiful sky. New York. No, but also, I want to talk about one thing, something that happened this previous week, and I want to know why you all my girls use the same game. You know, I go to young ladies, I go to, listen, I'm just talking, I'm not, and it's not about you, Hooters, this is just random conversation.
We're
talking about, okay, listen, miss, if you cannot just be a good listener, we will mute you. Like I said, you know, as a friend, you know, I got up with a young lady from Elmira, New York, and I went up to her place of residence, and as I entered the home, she says to me, she says, I hope you don't think you're coming to get some ass, because that's out of the question. As I look at the time, it's about 8 o'clock at night or whatever, so I'm saying, self, why would
she... Well, it's my booty call hour, so tell her to chill the fuck out.
But this is what I said to her. Listen, if it's after 1 and you go over to someone's house, you're trying to touch their penis. If a girl comes over to your house after 1, she wants to hold on to your penis and put it all by their face.
No.
I say after 10. What's that?
Yeah, exactly, after 10.
You coming to the crib after 10? Yeah. You coming to get something.
Huh?
I said, if it's after 10, you coming to get something, son.
Yeah, that's pretty. But listen. So I go over there, and she takes me a tour of her residence and stuff like that. So now we enter her bedroom. She has a big soft bed and stuff like that. And so, as a respectful man, you know, I went over there to smoke a blunt. I'm on the other side of the bed, and so I don't. As a respectable man, you just don't hop on the bed or whatever, like a Brooklyn nigga that I really am. So I come to like a gentleman that I am. I came and I said, you know, how you doing, lady? And I came to the side of the bed, and then we started chit-chatting and stuff like that. And then she went into the phase of how Elmira men are bums and how they always want women to pay for things and stuff like that, and how they always want to just expect sex and stuff like that. And I felt, I am not going to lie, I kind of felt offended because, one, not only did, even if I was thinking about getting some pussy, she shot me down, but that wasn't the case. Because I didn't have no condoms. I told her, I dig in my pocket. I was like, look, miss, I don't have no condom. I didn't
and
come over here.
And I told you there were condoms in my glove department to take one because they're yours anyway.
Oh, she's on Diddy Rubbers. So she said there's no reason why you couldn't get no ass.
What happened?
There's no reason why you couldn't get no ass. She was going to give you rubbers.
Wow.
And the funny thing is, right across the street from where he was, there was a store. He could have bought condoms too.
Oh, and you could have bought them. Okay, so that just means he really did not want to fuck her, that's all.
But, I mean, listen, she's pregnant. She was pregnant. She's
pregnant.
You
fucking pregnant business,
man? No, I'm not fucking pregnant business, nigga. First of all, I went over there to chill. Listen, I'm a man. I can hang him. Where are you going? Now you want to go grocery with a baby?
Listen, this is a radio
you
call.
You
want to talk to little Debbie. Come on now.
Dude, you're all air shit. Well, all right, here's what we're going to do. Let's get his thoughts together and shit.
No. I was just checking. I was like, where the fuck are you going? All right, but, so to sum it up, we chilled, we smoked a blunt, she took me on the roof. The one I had, let me see a little list. Yes. This is a shifty ass list you got there. All right,
why he getting his thoughts together?
All right, let's go to another commercial break or whatever. Remember, Stills and Bills.
Let's take some bills.
707 Luxury, Cash for Gold, Noah Old Getting Sold, Elmira, New York, 607-342-0666. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. Hooters is in the building, talking a lot of shit, but she's still in the building. We're going to the first break.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Yeah. Told y'all niggas, man. Told y'all niggas. Shit ain't never over. Never over. VHF.
We the best. We the best.
Think they mad that I spit's automatic. Jealous niggas envision my casket. My casket. I'm running up any day, get up in my way, I'm a blasted. Tear him up like the rap with the fabric attached at the gasket. Send him home, to his mom's in the basket. Brass in plastic. You don't really know pain, we ain't playing no games, you can catch it. Long as I live and got breath, I'm impressed that I'm blessed and I smash it. I can honestly say every track on the way I harassed it. And I'm past tricks. This is no longer rapping, it's magic. Man, I was rapid attack, it's fantastic. All this fantastic is tragic and drastic. Play this back and you'll gradually grasp it. Get rid of those dates, get rid of dead weight. Be about that cake, it's a habit. Can't explain why I got a blank face when they pulling up my case and they calling us savage.
We the best, we the best, we the best, we the best.
And everywhere I go, cats looking at me like, damn, I know y'all is the man. But I ain't talking about Ku Klux Klan. Let it for my followers, y'all so great. I be letting everybody in the hood know how y'all hold weight. And all them other rappers out there is fake. They got a God trait. Damn, I like y'all mind state. So when they gon' sign the hood, they ain't even looking for a deal today. But I know one thing, they ill today. Tomorrow, after that, years to play. And they ain't even have to switch kids, my name. Everything around me seems so funny. How many cats did I meet today? That's how they know about Black Hoodie today. Bang him on his new wave. Prof gon' tell you how it is today. Notes gon' tell you what you want to be. And Petit gon' bring a new style to the plate.
We the best, we the best, we the best, we the best, we the best.
Ride or die shit. Got a whole team behind me. Crew full of bad bitches. My shit don't give a fuck. I don't nap and see the puss bitch making dinner deal. Yeah, we ain't talking money, you become a kill. Hell, I princess, stay fresh to death. Flow sick. Pretty ass shit. Hip tight, ass tight. Yeah. Still a show like I was a crook. Mob shit start going. While you bitches just hoeing. I be knowing me glowing. Fuck making it rain, I need a snow wind. Cause I'm frozen.
Cold. It's crack, man. We the best. Watch me work it, and the problem, I'ma wrap it to the casket. Counting money that I never had.
Never had.
Got some haters like I'm the gift they never had. So fuck you, nigga, pay me, ho. I'm about that bread, so they lay me low. Quick little nigga, try to play me close. I swear, oh no, he watch that toe. Looking through the batter, to leave you froze. Kill a gang. That shit crazy. Love a burning.
Back where I belong, right where the fuck I'm at. Your girlfriend hit my jack, but I ain't get to hit her back. Try to leave the pocket, then your ass gon' go get jacked. And I'm smoking on that Tampa Bay so long, no warrant set. Cause we the best.
We're back and it's Monday, and it's amazing. So my day, so Quick and Black, how did your Monday start off?
My Monday was pretty productive, you know. Got a little workout on and shit.
All right, getting ready for the ladies, hey? You hear the ladies?
Males and shit like that, you know.
Bye. Wow. All right. So are you just working out, get buff, or are you cut, slimming down, or are you watching your diet?
Man, I'm slimming down, man. You know, just hitting the bike shit, you know, doing a little bit of weights and shit, you know. But,
something light.
Yeah, something like, you know, I don't want to be all big, talk about I pick things up and put them down type shit.
Okay. All right, well, you know, not switching gears, but going back to the young lady, you know, one, she's pregnant and, you know, she...
Wait, what's that, how
they're not Hooters.com, is pregnant. The girl that I was going to is a new one. She's a cutie. She came into my store with another young lady, young lady Janice, and I thought she was amazingly attractive. She was pregnant, but I know pregnant pussy is good. So I gave her a card, and I was like, Miss, if you ever feel lonely, call, hit me in the car. And she hit me up, and we've been texting and stuff like that. And then I go to chill with her, and she jumped, and then she used the same game that this girl I used to mess with, Miss Waterworks, Alicia, used. Now, when I first meet these women, they say, oh, listen, I'm not a hoe. You are not going to put your penis in me. You are not going to just treat me like I am not an Elmira girl. You're going to respect me, and you're going to respect my body. That's what they say, right, the first month. But then it's funny that after a month, I find myself breathing hard in their ear with my hand around their throat as I, you know, give them strong pumps from the back. So my main thing is, why do these Elmira girls, why do you think these girls use the same game?
I don't want a good man.
She doesn't want to get me.
Really? Really? You're not a good man, and I don't want you.
Why
so
am I
how is that
man?
Not wanting a good man?
Why am I a good man?
You lie. You con your way into doing this, that, and the third.
Why? Because you got the... Why? Because a couple days ago you were naked in my store?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, so what? I was naked in your store. Who cares? Don't I also have text in my phone from your email number about getting a hotel?
I'm not paying for the hotel, miss, and I'm not. I'd rather you buy me a jacket than go to the hotel for a little
night.
And
what did I tell you? What did I tell you earlier? That I'm not buying you a jacket.
That's not.
That benefits one, not two.
We're going on topic. Wait, did you just ask her to buy you a fucking jacket?
He thinks he's slick and he thinks he can get away with it, but he can't.
Wow. Listen, man. So anyway, back to this pregnant young lady. So the pregnant young lady, she's, I ain't gonna lie, she's listening, but she's very sexy, like mad, like she got like such a face, like when you wake up in the morning, you just want to stay there and caress her face and stare at her, like she's cute, but she's pregnant. So it could be just the glow of the pregnancy that is mesmerizing me. It could be that.
Okay.
How old is she? Huh? How old is she? How old is she?
Yes. Yeah.
You said how old is she? What is her age? Is her year of birth?
22.
Oh, God. Nigga, Power Rangers is older than her.
You say you got Power Rangers older than her? You stupid. I like my girlfriends from, or girls that I deal with from 18 to 24. I really don't like older chicks like that.
Why? Because she likes to be a pedophile.
Yeah, you gotta be like them 6-year-old niggas who be getting them chicks fresh out of college and shit.
Nah, I don't. Oh, my phone is blowing up like crazy.
Get over it.
Real talk with Lucky Me once again. Lucky Me, Hooters.com, Lee Button Heads. Lucky said it was.
Like always.
Hooters said there is beef. Trying to resolve it. Lucky fucking young.
Let me ask you a question.
Your
Brooklyn Black.
Hold on,
she just sent me a text message that she just said to me that she want to cuddle with no sexual intention. Do that make a guy gay if he cuddles with a female butt naked and don't think about putting it in?
What cuddle with a girl?
Not because that would just mean he's got a lot of willpower. You know, he's a very strong-willed dude.
Not me, I'm fucking right on the butt.
You're disgusting.
And not think about getting it in. Hell, it's hard enough to lay in bed with a chick with clothes on and not think about getting it in. So to lay there butt naked and think about not getting it in, that makes a lot
pregnant.
Of fun. What about it?
And she's pregnant.
So you're going to...
So you cuddle butt naked with a pregnant chick?
What? Do I want to cuddle with a pregnant chick?
No, you did already.
I'm a bad guy for that?
Yes.
Why am I...
Yes, you are.
If you're ever a woman, how am I bad because I want to cuddle with a pregnant woman?
Because it's not your baby. That's like who does that? Weren't you the one a couple months ago who said it was gross for a girl who's pregnant to have sex with a different man who's not that baby's father?
I did not say that.
Why would you say
naked? I
guess you did.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Listen.
Oh,
I did not say that.
Okay, really? So now you're calling me a liar.
He's calling
you
a liar.
Yes, I'm calling you a liar. All right, but moving right along. We have another situation that's going on. Young Prince is still beating on women out here in Amari, New York.
Oh, are you talking about your Facebook status earlier?
Huh?
Are you talking about your Facebook status earlier?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a lot of things. A lot of things is going on. You know what I mean? This is what happened. You know, Alicia, he beats up Alicia, gives her the truck, and then takes the truck back. Then she keeps calling him back, or whatever the case may be. I already screamed at her, so if anyone's listening from their computers and like, damn, this nigga Lucky putting people business, I do not put people business out on the street. I just keep it real. And that's how we do it. I just keep it funky. And this is how it goes down. You bum-ass Elmira girls. You fucking Section 8.
I'm bum-ass. All right.
bum ass Elmira girls. The reason why you girls are bums is because you rather go to the bar than save your little $50 for something.
Honey, I do save money. The last time I was at the bar
Are you the forefront for Elmira girls?
Am I a forefront? No, I'm different.
So if you're not the forefront of Elmira girls, just take the back seat and let me talk, miss.
No, I'm not going to take the back seat and let you talk because you lie about
something. All right, so then we got to put you on mute.
Well,
Wunderdog
was giving us crazy feedback. So with that, and I try to work things out, we
gon',
you know.
Yeah, we put it on hold. Now, but on some real G shit, this is how it goes down, ladies. You have to ask,
why are you cuddling with pregnant bitches naked?
Why am I laying with pregnant bitches naked?
Yeah, son.
No, because I put it there. I put it on my status that I want to sit back and cuddle with. And she texted me. And she's like, yo, you can cuddle with me. But at the end of the day, I don't just want to cuddle with you. I want to fuck you. You know what I mean? If you look cute, I want to fuck you. That's what I do. I get pussy. That's what we do. That's TV word of the day, pussy. Pussy, ah! So you want to cuddle with a pregnant person? Brooklyn Black?
If it ain't mom, hell no.
I should put that on the Facebook, the status. See what the people say.
Like, shit. If I impregnate that bitch, like, and she not my girl, because granted, there's niggas who actually go and holler at chicks and get with chicks that impregnate the baby daddy left or whatever. You know, niggas be waiting outside the morning for the bitch to come out. But, and there's, like, nothing like that. Hell no, I ain't doing that shit. You crazy.
Yep. Yo, who did you call me puppy? God, put her on mute.
She was put on mute because she was giving crazy feedback. She needs to sit ass down in a quiet room so we can hear her and not hear her surroundings.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Now, boom, right? Now I'm at the chick house with the pregnant one, and so I say to her, I say, yo, so what you cooking? She goes, what you cooking? She's like, oh, Elmira dude, these dudes want to do. Spend my money up or spend my money. So I'm like, all you females want to do is spend my money up. So I haven't spent not a coin, not a cent, not nothing. You know what I'm saying? She hit me up. She's like, even though she treated me to the point, I was very high, which is what happened. You know what I'm saying? But yo, Vern, she looked good. She got with glasses on. She looked cute. But something about her tells me that she has a past.
What?
Huh?
What?
Something about her tells me she has a past.
Well, I would say we could get her on air and find out. But
I don't know. She's at work right now. She's doing a double. She's at work.
We call her at work right now.
Huh?
We call her at work right now.
Now, we don't call her at work because she probably kill me if she don't talk about it. But that's the type of things that I do. I do shit and then worry about the consequences later. But yeah, she's actually a nice young lady. But I think I'm gonna end up having sex with her. But it's gonna take me a while. And the reason why I know that we're gonna have sex is because I find myself we send statuses at each other. And there's another girl from Elmira that I ain't put her name out there because she bought stuff off me. She supported Steals and Deals. But she's going off about her man doing stuff, but I try to holler at you. So it's not the fact that all Elmira dudes ain't good. The fact that the dudes that you're attracted to aren't good. I would have bust your ass. You would have got a good cop, and you would have got an entrepreneur, and you would have got a good man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a triple threat. All-purpose penis. When you rock with Lucky, you get all-purpose. But, you know, we got to go to another song, man. I'm getting fired up, and we just getting this thing started.
We'll be right back.
I can't go any further than this. Ooh, I want you so badly. It's my biggest wish. I ain't saying to forget about your past, but I should be in your future. And I don't know about the next man, but I damn sure ain't what you used to. They're losers, must be used to the lame than the game that they play in the name that they say to impress you. While they stress you, I stretch a little kick, trying to show you about the better life, beat in the sand. Take you with the rest of night, keys to the lane, watch you push to the level high, high. To them geeks, I say goodbye, bye, we on. Building bridges that make sense. My heart lit with your prince. I don't have an issue with being with you. Halfway is nothing. I go more than 50%. To make the bed break and your leg shake. Well, baby, it's on. I've been down so long. I'm about to eat in the neck breaks, but you like that. Call me AB, kitty liquor, city sick with the shit, titty pain, pain. When I do the same thing, you would think I'm better than this shit. Tell him AB, hey, I just want you to know that you got my heart, girl, and I can't control that. Don't tear us apart, world, but doubt never hold back. This feeling I feel so. We in the fast lane. You can meet me halfway.
At the end, like, I just can't get, whatever. But I put the question back on my Facebook about, you know, do women, can a woman actually, let's see if Hooters, if her shirt went back to normal, her static, she's back on the air. But would a woman really cuddle with a man and not expect him to catch a boner or try to want to put the head in? Like, can you put the head in?
No, not all the time.
Why not?
because girls don't want it all the time. Like, sometimes a girl just actually really wants to cuddle.
Then how come when I speak to
that? That's something that you don't know about.
What, cuddling?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what in the world? Anyway.
So I want the world to what? Oh, did you get caught?
Why? Listen, man, let me tell you something. I've been with a lot
tell
of women. I've been with midgets.
Care.
I've been with pregnant girls.
I don't care.
I don't know how to cuddle.
You know how to cuddle?
Yes, I know how to cuddle or whatever. I'm a good man.
No, you are not. Stop lying.
I know how to cuddle from sleep.
Why ain't I a good man?
And I repeat, you're a liar.
I have a job, right? So having a job don't make me a good man?
No, it doesn't make you a good man. It's a good quality, but not a good man.
Okay, so what makes for you? Give me five things that would a dude a good man.
One that doesn't cheat, one that doesn't lie, one that doesn't con their way into a bedroom, one that has a job and is stable, one who doesn't talk shit.
Hey, I talk shit, so I'm not a good man? Exactly.
When you talk shit to a girl who tries to do everything for you, and
what?
You make that girl feel like a bad person, you're not a good man.
Well, I don't do it to make you feel like a bad person. I'm just a sarcastic son of a bitch.
Well, it's okay to be sarcastic.
Let me tell you something. You and my girls do not want a good man. You are my girls want a thug.
You are my girls
want a dude that's going to be. Y'all want to be crammed up a dude ass all day long. You don't want to.
No.
Y'all don't want an independent. You don't want an independent man. You do not want an independent man. Y'all women don't want an independent man.
Was I crammed up your ass 24/7?
Miss, we were never in a relationship, man.
Okay. But
I'm talking to you, girl. You're doing that shit again. You're
doing that shit.
Don't mind me. Smoking on air. I'm dying over here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what we do. We put things in the air over here. You know, but anyway, like I said, now all jokes aside, though, these women, they chase after the thugs and stuff like that. And then when they get a thug,
no.
So why can't you keep a good man, Hooters? Since you're saying no, you got all that answer. Why can't you keep a good man?
Because I'd be better single, thank you.
You do better single?
Yep.
How do you do better single? Explain.
Because I'm not focused on somebody else. I'm focused on myself.
So name the pros and cons. So what's the pros and cons of being single in your situation?
I can go out and do whatever I want.
That's
I don't
a pro.
I'm not worried about anybody. I can focus on myself and bettering myself and try to make somebody else happy. Let's see, what else?
What are the negatives of being single?
There's really no negatives.
So there's no negatives to being single?
Not really, not that I can see.
You get lonely, nigga. Stop bullshitting with your sales.
Exactly. You need to keep it hard. Like you wouldn't want... So what you trying to tell me, you wouldn't want a nice young man to come pick you up, like, hey, how you doing, sweetheart? Here's a rose for you. Let's go have a nice little picnic. I wrote a poem for you. Can I recite it to you? You wouldn't want that?
Should that ever happen anymore?
Would you? I do it all the time. Would you?
No,
would
you
want
not.
That?
You do not do that.
Listen, Hooters.com. You do not.
On.
What?
You said you wrote a couple bumps on. Good for you.
Listen. You know something? You females kill me. Y'all females kill me. When songs and poetry is wrote, when a dude goes and he says, "Oh, red roses are red
okay,
and rise are blue."
What? You know what?
Why? We're gonna put you on mute again, miss. You're out of control.
No, I'm not out of control. You're just mad because of the night. We got to come back, wrap shit up, because it's all well and good. We got to get into it. It's Real Talk with Lucky Me featuring me, Brooklyn Black, and Hooters.com is wilding out. Hit us up, 347-857-4. Elmira, Brooklyn, what's going on, baby?
I love niggas. I love niggas. Cause niggas are me. And I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes. I love to see niggas shoot the shit. But this one thing about niggas.
Did it again to all my Brooklyn
niggas.
All my uptown
niggas understand.
All my Bronx
niggas. All niggas.
All my Queens friends.
You know Biggie Smalls puts it quick and kicks it quick. You know how black niggas get. With the hood fatigues, with the boots with trees. Smoking weed, flipping keys, making crazy cheese. Hitting buckshot, let niggas know open spots on the avenue. Take my loot and I'm bagging you. Pippin' hoes that drive bobos and rodeos. Blast the roll, make them rip in their pantyhose. Damn, a nigga style is an orthodox. Rip the clock when I walk down the crowded block. Just in case a nigga wanna act out, I just crack out, blow they motherfucking back out. That's a real
nigga. My nigga, I'm gonna act like you don't give a nigga. Biggie, you nigga, 50, you nigga, squeeze the trigger. Leave a nigga, see how we don't feel this nigga. 50, 50, I see my nigga. I'm gonna act like you don't give a nigga. Biggie, you nigga, 50, you nigga, squeeze the trigger. Leave a nigga, see how
we smoke spliffs, we pack to a fifth, just in case dreads wanna rip. He get a free trip to the cemetery. Bluff berry, not your ordinary. We about to get buried. That's a real nigga for you. Get mad, do a quarter, flip the script, and rip your lawyer. Sit at the DA, cause fuck what she said. She don't give a fuck about your ass anyway. Up northbound, first stop, Watertown, a fish skill, where the head skills are real ill. You'll be a super hoover, doodle stain remover. Ha ha, yo, cheat, pass the motor.
When I was young, my MO was to go hand to hand. Even my PO, she called me the gingerbread man. I kept a new case and tell her ass, catch me if you can. Don't let people fill you up with octane, I'm not playing. Get gassed up to get blasted up. Real B.I.G. style, watch the tape, break it down. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Popper. 50 Cent, I break your punk ass off proper. There's no place like home, New York, New York. I run the city, and I don't dance around like Diddy. Niggas are ditty, till they smack silly or spray with the Mac Billy. They don't want drama, really. Pussy niggas get hard to sing in my lyrics like Millie Vanilli. You know they feel me? Ha! I'm on fire, niggas out in Philly. They feel me, they bump my shit. Evan Bootlegger, you know, bump my shit.
Be the realest nigga.
Cause I'm on probation in less than 6 months.
records. Still aftermath. And don't think we don't hear you motherfuckers talking. We do. We see y'all.
Yeah, we're back. Real talk. Lucky me. Lucky me in the building. I'm Brooklyn Black Owners, right? 347-857-4302. We got a call in the building from the 845.
Yo.
56 in the building. What's good?
What's good? What's good? Good. Yo, what is?
Who this?
It's Bonds. It's Bonds. Nicky Bonds on the airways. 845.
Oh,
what's up?
Oh, looking
at in the building. Bonds in the building, nigga. You already know who it is, man.
Yo, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, then we're going to keep it 100. I got a pregnant chick that on one of my little side pieces. I ain't hitting nothing like that, but she just want to cuddle with the kid or whatever. Is it out of line to be cuddling with a pregnant chick?
It depends how far along is she. How far along
is
she?
It's not your baby.
She look.
it ain't just see?
No, it ain't mine.
It still depends on how far along is she.
Oh, you look
like, she's like 4.5, 5. I'm going to man.
Oh, that's easy. That's good right there. Yeah, definitely cuddle with that because that's in his prime right there.
It's
everything's
great.
Still wet. Everything's still splashed down.
Yeah, who does she on the line? She don't. We got a female on the line that don't agree with that.
She hating right now.
She knows
because you know when you was 4 or 4.5 months, you was ready to get splashed down.
I've never been pregnant. Thank you.
Oh well, when you get there, give us somebody with experience, there, man.
You never told me you were pregnant.
Who's experience.
What?
I thought you said you were pregnant before.
I cannot hear you.
I thought you said you was pregnant before. You told me you was pregnant in like September.
Oh, shit. Wait, didn't she fake that for $50?
Uh-oh.
Yes, she did.
Somebody getting aired out. Somebody getting aired out.
Do you honestly think that's going to hurt me?
It's not about hurting
what
you,
happened?
Man. It's not about hurting you. It's about morals. So you're trying to say it's a man shouldn't snuggle with a pregnant chick, but it's okay to fake one.
But I'm saying it's okay either way, but I'm saying at the same time, like, if you're trying to throw that in my face, it's not going to hurt me.
No, because he said he just asked you, and you said you've never been a pregnant, so I got kind of twisted up, you know, because he asked
me. How was that twisted up? How was that twisted up? You pretty sure that was a lie, so what do you mean?
What you lie?
Ooh.
She's
angry. Dirty mouth, you might need orbit.
Somebody
need orbit for that dirty mouth.
You know what? These Elmira girls don't want a good man.
I'm not Elmira. I'm ready for it.
You are Elmira girl. You run around this town. You grab penis. You are Elmira girl.
She got
Elmira, New York on back. Let me ask you a question. How many guys have you had sex with in this town?
In this town?
Yes.
Wait. Before you answer, let me just let everybody know that before she gives you the amount, just keep in mind to add 5.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So including you?
The gloves come off.
Wouldn't you be an Elmira man since you've been here for about 2 years? Yeah, you would. So, okay, if you're saying add 5, I'm going to say 6 so you can get the right answer.
Nah, he's still 718-845.
Exactly. Listen, let me tell you something. Cause one,
wow.
I haven't been up here for 2 years, and two, I've been here for 1.5 years, and half of those years, I was doing my violation up north, so I wasn't in Elmira or Sumner County. Holla at your ass.
Okay, so
no,
if we're not it's going down, basement.
Exactly.
These swags don't want a good man trying to holler, but these swags don't want a good man, they trying to holler, you heard? But they want to chase a nigga down that got a dollar, you heard? Selling them pipe dream, talking about the kitty cat yours, but when the money's gone, the kitty cat not yours. And the other nigga around the block selling pitching. She act like she owes all day in the kitchen. Until that money though, she find a nigga on the block that be pitching. Like, it look like you got a dime in your pocket, nigga, stop it. Take me home, take these drawers, and drop it. Mm. Until you get it to the crib, and you find out she ain't worth shit.
Mm.
Wow.
Yo, shout out to Big Boss, whatever. We want to see him back in the videos doing the things that he like to do. You know what I'm saying? He's been away for a bit. You know what I'm saying?
I'll fuck with y'all, man. Listen, man, y'all keep airing them out, man. You heard? But if you ever need somebody to get greasy with these hoes, holler at me.
Oh, shit. Every
Monday, you know what I'm saying? Tune in, you just call in or whatever. If you want to just air something out on your mind, something that's going on where you at. Cause you
my nigga, I can make it air out week, you heard? Just let me know. I say what I want to say, do what I want to do.
Yo, Barnes, you got any advice that you want to give to the Elmira girls who's listening how to get a good man?
Definitely. Stop letting niggas hit the wall on the first day. Stop letting niggas hit it raw on the first day. You fronting like that, cause let me tell you, y'all shorties is all the same. You get shorty somewhere, right? You can have a condom in your pocket, you heard? You start kissing on the neck and all that, you start getting a little wet from a wet, whatever you sipping on, whatever her drug of choice, you know, because they all do it.
And then you start
playing with the kitty cat and all that, and then next thing you know, she's trying to slide you in there. You're like, hold on, I just met you. I got a rubber in my pocket. Damn, you wasn't even going to ask for the rubber?
I don't know what kind of hoes you be fucking with, but...
You filthy, Ma. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in your baritone, you filthy.
Nah, not even. Nice guy.
Yeah, your levels are all fucked up. Is she filthy? Yeah,
she's filthy. Nah, she's not. I'll be honest and say she got some good meow.
The meow mix. Listen, Ma, I don't know you, but listen.
You call the meow mix?
Yeah, she got meow mix.
Meow, meow, meow.
She got, yeah, she got meow, meow. Nah, but listen, Ma, stop playing. Tell all them shorties, stop letting niggas hit it wrong on the first day, you heard?
All of my friends are taken. I'm the only one who's single, and then nothing is hitting this.
Come on, man, cut it out. Now, what are you?
Listen, I'm going to give a shout out.
Okay, wait, hold on. I lied. Somebody hit it, like, the other day, but he knows who he is.
Did you meet that nigga at the bar? Who hit it? Oh, now we're gonna play stupid. What did somebody from the bar? That's all I wanna know. Nobody from the bar. Hold up, Elmira girls, man. I seen Luck posted something the other day, something crazy. I wasn't really feeling it, but he definitely said it better than I could ever say it. Stop bringing these bum-ass niggas around their kids, man. All right? If the nigga ain't no good, stop bringing bum-ass niggas around your kids. That shit just reflects on you, you heard?
Yes. That's, you know, and I met a couple of Elmira girls that, you know, and I told them, I was like, listen, if you just want my penis, let it be a night thing. So while your baby sleep, I can creep through like Santa, you know what I'm saying? And then in and out, smoke, do whatever you do. But when you bring
the
kids
Bring a little nigga a Snicker ball or something so when he wake up, he got it. Yeah, no doubt. I'm with that.
But you know something, too? You better have a lot of dollars, man, with Elmira girls. Cause you got to have a lot of dollars.
And let me tell you something. They smart. They don't want quarters no more, son. They want dollars.
They want quarters. I was talking to this one kid, this girl on Ann Street. I ain't going to say her name. But fucking her daughter was like, how come your money is not on a white car like my mommy's? talking about the EBT card and all that.
Now, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, wow, that's sad that your daughter knows about the EBT card and believes that all your money comes from that card.
She
don't know too much about the green dollar. You
know right.
And so that's oh, hold on, who just trying to fight back there? Now, hold on, I put a question on Facebook or whatever. I said, and I quote, I said, ladies, have you ever had a man who cuddled with you, who just cuddled with you, and then he didn't try to do nothing, and did you think he was gay, because he just cuddled with you? Brooklyn Black, you ever cuddled with someone just to cuddle?
No. Let me just clear it up. I done been fooled, and what I mean by that is, like, I thought Shorty was an all right type of girl, you heard? I should have did my history, though, because I thought she was the right type of girl, so I figured, let me not try to jump on, you heard, and try to smash this on the first night or whatever. It kind of backfired, because Shorty didn't think I was digging her, and she was a smut, you heard? Kind of find out she was a smut she was waiting for me to be. You know what I'm saying? It backfired. I ain't even try to hit it, right? She run around town, you know what I mean? Like I didn't want to hit it or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was a scag ass nigga or something. But it's all right. I ain't going to put her on black, though. But she know who she is. You heard? And I'm waiting. I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. When you try to be the good guy and you try to cuddle with them, they think you a slouch or a softie or whatever. But then if you come in with your penis out, that's what they like.
That's what it is. You know what? You said it the best. I mean, like, they want a good man, but they like bad guys. I don't get it. You heard? You try to be a good man, and I feel like the nice guys finish last. You heard?
Nah, you're not.
That's
why
I
don't do it,
because all the bad niggas,
they're
fucking knocked up all the
bitches. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, nowadays, it's like, shorties with kids, it's like, you taking a shit and using tissue to wipe your ass. I mean, sometimes it just goes hand in hand. So, for you to get a shorty nowadays, I call them gems because they rare. You know what I'm saying? For you to get a shorty nowadays with our kids is rare. They gems. You call them gems. You know what I'm saying? They rare.
Well, I mean, like I know the girl, the extra pretty girls that hit me up on Facebook and be like, you're lucky I'd be watching your videos, and you hang out with mad whores and ugly bitches and all that. So I said, wow, it amazed me that these girls would be like, oh, why you hang out with the slutty chicks? But then if I came at you, would you be in the videos? Would you play with my penis? Like,
mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm. See?
Why you
yeah, wanna, you know what I mean?
Why
they probably
want
to get paid to get in the video. When the jumps is looking forward to getting the video. They want their little air time. They want to shake their little ass.
But that's what I always say to the fellas. Don't always go for the pretty chicks, because the pretty chicks be the burning ones.
Nah, the pretty ones be the one that's burning.
Friend, too. And they want you to spend money. When they hook her,
yeah.
When they the slutty
you gonna get clapped. Listen, you gonna get fucking with a dime piece. You heard? You niggas that don't know, cause let me tell you, everybody wanna hit dime pieces raw. Remember that. You know what I'm saying? If shorty's fine, everybody trying to hit that raw. Just remember, don't stick them raw, son. You niggas gonna get clapped.
Niggas trying to knock that bitch up.
Oh, what about these niggas? We talking about shorty, but what about these niggas that's lame? These niggas find a little shorty. You heard? And they get stupefied. These niggas trying nothing it on purpose to keep her. These niggas trying nothing it on purpose to keep her. And she, mind you, she got kids by another nigga already too.
That is a dangerous subject. And I didn't think that niggas do that. I didn't know that there's niggas that's trapping women.
Niggas is trapping them, son. Niggas is shutting them down, babe.
Hold on, we got to get them on.
I don't know if it's financial security or what niggas is trying to do nowadays, because you know that.
845, you on the air.
Hi, sir.
Oh, Miss Housen in the building.
What up?
What's going on, pumpkin butt?
Oh. How are you doing?
Where you at right now, miss?
I'm at home.
Who that?
I mean, what town? Oh, this is house.
Oh, Rockin' County.
What's your government?
845 in the building.
845.
Yo, miss,
what's your mama name?
I'm Vicky.
We talking about...
What's her name, Cookie?
Vicky.
Huh?
What's your name? Cookie?
Vicky.
You call her
oh,
Funky Cookie?
All right, yeah, let's hear Cookie. Go ahead, love, shoot something at her.
No, I was saying to you, I was like, all right, we talking about pretty girls and stuff like that, and Ms. House, you got a big butt. Have you ever have a dude, you know, try to put it in raw, and he's like, no, you better put a raincoat on.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. That's a no-go.
What doesn't happen? They don't like to hit it raw, or you don't like to hit it raw?
No raw. Get the fuck out of here. That's dirty.
What about cuddles? Cuddle and cuddle time?
I love cuddle
ever...
time.
But what if the penis they are? Like,
how... butt-ass nigga that still don't give him no ass though?
What happened?
I said, do you guys cuddle butt-ass nigga that still don't give him no ass?
Yo.
Maybe. Depends.
What do you mean it depends? If y'all both into that butt-ass nigga, y'all cuddling. You ain't gonna let him get none? Y'all both butt-ass nigga already.
Or I'm going to go to sleep. Get out of here. I'm cuddling. It's bedtime. Good night. Bye.
Oh,
fuck.
You can
think
what's going on right now, man? All right.
So, Vicky, let me ask you a question, Vicky. So, let's say you and your man, y'all cuddling, and you feel his boner. Does that make him a pervert?
No.
So, what do you do to calm him down? Or do you just give him, like, stop poking me at that thing, boy?
Well, that's what I said. It depends. Like, if I'm tired, I'm going to be like, yo, you need to relax. Go to the
showers. Or you go get him a popsicle.
But, you know, it depends. It depends. Like, if I'm in a mood, then, all right, whatever. I don't care.
I want to do a shout-out to the Elmira girls who've been selling me the gold for the last year and a half. They keep my bank account nice. They've been keeping food, keeping me fat. I'm 240 pounds, and they've been keeping me fat. Shout-out to all the Elmira girls who've been selling me their shit. Skills and Dale, 707 Lake Street.
You gotta pick up a basketball, nigga, trim some of them pounds, nigga. Stop playing.
No, these dudes don't play. Nobody don't play no basketball up here. These dudes up here has the nicest rims. You think they would get 10 people up and go play ball? Nah, these dudes want to beat up girls. They want to beat up their women. They want to wait for their little, what is it, Social Security checks and go to the bar and buy those.
That's the number one sucker move right there, beating on shorty. Don't get me wrong, though. I ain't never seen... Tell me, though. Because I ain't never seen a quiet bitch get choked. Yeah.
Well, I tell you
this
much. No, listen. This woman, you see, a chick, like I said, I don't condone it, but some circumstances I understand. Like, if a girl come in the house and smack dog shit out, she's like, nigga, I heard you was cheating, and you ain't do nothing, and she smacks, like, your taste out your mouth, like, you can't taste your food for, like, an hour. Like, then I believe you should CV restrain her.
Yeah, definitely. Bring her right to the battle room with special service. She needs a treatment.
Special service. Eugene, whatever you want to do. Eugene method, whatever you want to do.
Joyce.
Man, exactly. Griff, whatever, I'm running from that dude. So, you know, making niggas do running mans and all that. So.
Yeah.
Let me see. We kind of heavy. We kind of heavy in the air.
We got
someone on the private on the air.
Sir. Hello, sir.
Oh, we got Miss West Waterworks in the building.
Wait,
why the fuck is she called Waterworks?
I
have no idea. I didn't come up with that name.
That's Splashdown Park right there.
She's Berta. She's a squirter.
Well, shut up. Like, you ain't nobody's business.
That's AKA Asbury Park.
Exactly. She belongs in the Olympics.
You stupid.
So, I don't really want to get too much in it, whatever. Why do these Elmira dudes beat on the girls out here?
Why what?
Why do the dudes from Elmira hit the women?
It's not all of them. It's just,
I'm saying, I'm from the city. And you would think that it would happen more in the city, but I've seen it a lot up here in this little small town. Like, it happens a lot.
I don't know. I guess it's a control thing. You know, niggas like to control a bitch. If you can't control a bitch, then that's when it goes out of line. You know what I'm saying? You already know. I know firsthand.
Absolutely
a
control thing
when a guy hits you.
But do you respect the man that just has an anger problem who would fight a million niggas and still be aggressive with the women. But there's some niggas that's
I mean,
that's
I could respect a nigga more if he actually fought a nigga instead of running from niggas and then fighting a bitch.
Someone said something?
I didn't say shit.
Oh, okay. No.
Yo.
So...
I think
yeah.
we got to get, I mean, we just, look, listen, a little marketing strategy too, man, on your end up there, man. You got to get the shirts, man. Don't be the eater, man. You heard? Let's get the shirts made. Don't be the eater.
Don't be the eater.
We can't.
You know something? That may be a shirt. That's something I may do.
Yeah,
just give me,
trending topic. I'm getting a girl on Facebook right now.
Yo,
don't be the eater,
man. Stop playing.
Yo, you know something? You see, I like when people throw a challenge. You know something? Tomorrow, I'm going to the shop, and I'm going to get a shirt made like that tomorrow.
That's it. Okay. Don't eat it.
Whoever's listening to this right now, I'm going to the shop, wherever they make shirts at in Elmira, and I'm going to get a shirt made called Don't Beat Her, Eat Her. That's nice. That is very nice. Because you know something? A lot of niggas act like they don't eat pussy. But if you don't eat your girl pussy, I will.
Frontin'. And these niggas eat sardines and canned tuna and shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Talking about they don't eat that. Come on, make it your proteins up.
Can I ask you something? Are y'all getting your, it's 2012, are y'all getting your butt ate up?
That's gross. Like, that's what you do.
Yo, luck. Hold up, before they start flooding the airwaves with that one, man. Before you get into that, another shirt, man. If it ain't white, it ain't right. Snow bunny move, you heard?
Yeah,
ow.
Right. You're
so
funny.
Ow.
What's so different between a snow bunny and a black girl?
Well, I'm keeping it 100. Black girls has never really supported me. I'm going to keep it 100.
Never supported your movement?
Anything. They've never been as supportive of Lucky. You know what I'm saying? So when I pick up the people who show me love, it's funny how they have something to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, my brother just came up here, you know what I'm saying, just fucked like six girls. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that shit.
So and he was only up here for less than 24 hours, and he fucked six girls. And they're all black girls that I would never even touch. So,
hold up. Shout to Dougie. Yeah, Dougie. You looking fresh, my nigga. Welcome home, man. Keep your head right, nigga.
No, fresh out. You know something, my brother, listen, my brother just did 5 years, and he came out, and he's doing better than niggas that have never been to jail.
That's how it goes. You know what it is,
it's the same bloodline.
Yeah, you know what it is too, my nigga. You held your nigga down though. You heard? A lot of niggas ain't got that family structure. You know what I mean?
Good, but that's my little brother. Mm-hmm. So, What's going on?
Huh?
That's what I'm running.
I'm in the car,
and I said that I love the heat.
Don't.
I said I love heat. Like heat. Opposite cold.
Oh, I'm about to say, I'm going to give you a different number.
It's www.bookadate.
Yo, I'm
about to
shoot
another number.
You heard that? $50 to get you a date on Facebook a date. $50 food stamps to cash. Get you a date, send me a picture. And let
Bucky, find me a nice Spanish boy.
No, you have a man. You don't want a good man.
Uh-oh.
I want a Spanish boy.
Who that? Vicky.
I like Nikki, baby. Yo, look.
I need Spanish boys in my life.
I need a good man. You want a black man with a long cock?
I want a Spanish man.
How about Best of Both Worlds?
Huh?
How about best of both worlds, Mandingo / Poppy?
Maybe.
Depends on
pretty
the day.
Cool.
Yeah, but
pretty
do you know,
cool, yeah.
Can you keep a good man, Miss Hell?
We'll see. I just like Spanish boys.
But can you keep a good man, though?
Huh?
Do you know how to treat a man? You know how to give him a good back rub? No, women don't know
absolutely
how to give a good back rub today.
Absolutely. A back rub is very important.
Do you pop pimples on back right stuff? Do you pop pimples?
Hey, look, listen.
But don't get it twisted. I need one, too.
Love.
Yo.
How much you said that thing was?
Oh, wow.
Come great, kid.
This is retarded.
Don't get gas over there. Don't get gas. Don't float away with the alien head.
Fall back. Fall back now.
All right, we still on. Hooters is still. Hooters, we sorry we cut you off a little. You back? You still with us, Hooters?
Hello?
Hooters is back. Hooters is in the building.
Oh, good. Sure.
Hi, back.
So are you going to act like a lady and not like an Elmira girl now?
Oh, shit.
What are you talking about? I always
what did you do, Hooters? Cat. Hooters did
what
I want to know what Hooters did.
She said she wants a cowboy.
Hooters didn't do nothing.
She wants a cowboy?
She
wants a cowboy, Hooters?
I do want a cowboy.
So why?
She didn't swallow.
What?
She don't want a good man.
You don't want a good woman, so shut your mouth.
Ooh. That's when you follow up like I want a couple.
Hold on, we got a question from Ms. Carrie Leonard. She said, Lucky, here's a question. Why do y'all men call females snow bunnies even if the female looks ugly as hell?
There's
look,
some ugly bunnies out there.
That's like a stupid question.
Doesn't if she look what?
So you should call an ugly snow bunny a jackrabbit.
Wow. That's crazy, a jackrabbit.
But to me, I love white women. Caucasian women are amazing to me. I think they're a beautiful species, the specimens. I think they're amazing. So there's no such thing as an ugly snow bunny. So a snow bunny is a snow bunny.
Wow.
Just
yo, like a
man, I'm getting off the line, man.
All right, Bob, man. Good luck on the check, Izzy.
Yo,
yes,
how long y'all up there?
We got about another 6 minutes.
Another 6 minutes?
Oh,
yeah. All right, I'll holler, man.
All right.
It's a special top moon.
All right, so
now,
we was having a debate on the Facebook of ladies, what is a perm? Is it curly or straight? And
curly.
You know?
It's
so
not
curly.
Curly. It's curly for a white girl. It's a perm for a black girl. Two different types of hair.
Well, I just got a black girl to say a perm is curly and a relaxer is straightener.
Yeah, but
well, if you
want to
get technical.
Well, I do hair, and a perm makes your hair curly, and a relaxer straightens it, and white people get relaxers too.
Yeah. All right, we got
a lot of people get relaxers for. They got fucking straw like hair and shit.
Well, I saw something where the white people get, it's called a Chinese straightener, which is amazing. It makes you get it every 6 months. It makes your hair look amazingly straight. That's why.
Yeah, but then you can't curl it. But then you can't curl it, and it's permanent. So if you don't want straight hair anymore, you have to cut it out.
So you can't curl it.
You can't curl your hair, it's permanently straight. Like, that's what the Japanese straightening is, but there's also the keratin treatment, which is temporarily. It's temporary, and it washes out, and, like, you can still curl your hair. It'll just be tamer and less frizzy. All
right, yeah, I just want to let y'all know that she knows exactly what she's talking about. She's certified in cosmetology, and she's a licensed hairdresser.
I'm a hairdresser.
Yes. I know. I noticed in Elmira, too, Elmira girls don't get their hair done a lot.
Who gets their hair done every two months?
Who?
Like your best friend, Mitch. What are you talking about?
Nah, see, you just love to mute button.
She called you all types of bitches and shit.
Oh, right? No respect. She would never get a good man with that type of attitude.
Not with that type of potty mouth.
Wait,
that's
it's only towards the same.
Stupid. Little Debbie in the background, you know what I'm saying? She did a little food shopping. Shout out to Little Debbie. We eating good.
Damn. Shout out to Sam.
Yeah. So, like I said, how much time are we looking at?
Not enough time for you to talk about your life.
About my life? What'd you say?
He's going ham on you.
Hold on. She said, oh, okay, but what if the female has a nice body, but I had her face looking like a dude, big nose, small lips, no booty, and small eyes? Now, Miss Bennett, I appreciate your questions, but I just want to say this. It doesn't matter, like, how big the butt is or how small the titties is or if her face is small nose, small lips, big head, or whatever. It's all about if you're compatible with the dude. If you know how to have a good time, if you got a good personality, if you know how to talk, if you're not stuck up, if you know how to play fight, those are the type of girls that dudes want, that you want to be able to play with. I want to be able to, you know what I'm saying, smack you in the butt and run like a little kid, but you can't get me. You want to have fun. Life is about
having
fun.
What do you say, hit him with your titty and run away?
Yeah, hit him with your titty and run away.
Hit him with your titty like boo-boo and then run away?
Yeah, go boo-boo-boo-boo and then run away.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of females, they want to be all serious and stuff like that. And that's why when I went to that girl house the other day, she was like, "Yo, Lucky, you're so shy and quiet." And on the inside, I laughed. I was like, "She's the girl, you just don't know." And so, it's because she didn't give off her energy. She didn't give off her energy that said, "Lucky, come play with me. Come, it's okay to have fun with me. Touch my toes, even though I don't like feet, but I know you have a fetish. But so I'm gonna play. I'm gonna put my feet in your face."
Don't ever let
this
man paint your toes either.
First of all, Hooters, you don't take care of your feet.
I do.
Oh shit! I'll see this beat up. You slap box with your feet. When's the last time you went and got your toes done? When's the last time you got your toes done by the Chinese man?
I don't get my toes done by the Chinese man.
Cause you never. When was that time you got your toes done?
Today, actually, I did them.
When was the last time you went and got it professionally done?
I don't get them professionally done. Just like I said 2 minutes ago, fucking open
Elmira
your ears and
listen. Elmira girl. Yeah, that makes you an Elmira girl.
How does that make me an Elmira girl? Because I don't want some fucking Chinese man to touch my feet. Because I don't like it when people touch my feet.
That's what you're running with for $200?
She don't like Chinese people.
Wait, hold on. I recall you letting Lucky me paint your toenails.
Exactly. And that was the last
time. So, why can he touch your feet? But I still can't touch your feet. I'm just saying, I got pictures.
I know you got pictures. That's why I said he will never paint my toes again.
Well, them things looks like some fucking dinosaur eggs.
Shout out to Ms. Winner. I appreciate you on the set there. Thank you. At least you could clarify. A lot of men can't answer. A lot of men can't answer because, you know, they just want to poke. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good man. I can say
you're
about,
not.
What happened?
Hold on a second. Do you think some of your actions in the beginning, MissHooters.com, caused him not to be a good man? Because I remember him holding you down when you ain't have nothing else. I'm just saying though. I'm saying where'd you sleep every day? Where'd you sleep every night?
At the end of the day though.
At the end of the day you had a roof over your head and somewhere to stay, right? So how does that make him a bad man when y'all wasn't even together? I'm just saying.
How do you fake a relationship with a girl and then turn around and quote unquote cheat on her?
How do you fake a pregnancy test? How do you fake a pregnancy test?
It happens.
No, it doesn't happen. Not in my world. Pound on my own New York bitches. That's what they do.
Because
they think that they're going to tell a nigga they're pregnant and that's going to make the nigga want to stay there. Fuck no. How you going to force a nigga to be with you because you're pregnant? I'm just saying.
Why'd you put it up in the garbage? You put it in the fridge.
Because they've been sitting in there for 2 months.
Because I want to leave and make the calls. Put the VH flash back in the refrigerator.
What the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on? What's going on? Let me tell you something. Little Debbie Cakes is so rich that she throws away food.
Have everyone asked to talk about?
She throws away food. Oh. She's the richest girl that I know because I'm a kid from nothing. I'll eat it. If you leave a little piece of a sandwich, I may ask you if you're going to eat that.
Okay, but if the food is bad, it's going to be thrown away anyway. Obviously, if she just went grocery shopping, she's going to the refrigerator, right?
I know. I'm just talking crazy. But back to the topic. Listen, back to what, you know, Ms. Waterworks was saying. At the end of the day, stuff happens and people make mistakes and stuff like that, and which is true. But certain things you just don't do.
Okay, there's things that you just don't do to a girl.
Like?
Really?
Hold on a second, because I can go in right now. I can go in right now. I believe
I
that
like
you
her.
Was fucking with. I believe you were fucking with Lucky, and then my. Listen, I don't even want to go in right now, Lucky.
No, go in, Lucky. Go in.
I don't want to do it.
No, that's what she does. She's not a good woman. She has mad men. She's penis all around.
No, listen. If you was a good, if you was a good woman and you really wanted to fuck with Lucky in the beginning, you wouldn't have went and fucked with my ex. And then came right back to Lucky. And then fucked Lucky just to make Pudge. And then fucked Lucky in the crib just to try to make Pudge mad. That's not a good woman. You shouldn't even have lasted as long as you lasted. Straight up. Straight up.
And we were cool.
How didn't it happen?
Wait, hold on.
I was quote unquote dating your man. I was at
How are you dating my man when he was my man? That just sounds retarded.
How is that?
Yeah, I got a man, but his girlfriend's at work right now. Yeah, my man's girlfriend's at work right now. Yeah, my man's girlfriend is at work, right?
Wait, what?
Exactly. That's what bitches out here be talking about. Bitches don't give a fuck if a nigga's got a bitch or not. All they care about is penis. Point blank, period. If a nigga can dick a if a nigga can dick a bitch down, a bitch gonna keep her. It's that easy.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Yep, that's true.
I have a chicken quesadilla with a side of sour cream.
Okay.
What do you want?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What I've never seen you talk about. What do you mean, man? Did you hear me?
Steak burrito.
Yeah, one time she fucked Lucky to make my man jealous because she wanted my man.
I know how females work.
You're a fraud.
If you recall, I was still at your house with Lucky.
What you mean? You wasn't there for 2 weeks. As soon as Pudge and I got back together, you was fucking Lucky looking in the room, seeing if Pudge was looking at you. Fuck out of here. This is retarded. Yeah, retarded. Bitch, you open your legs for anything. It don't matter. Like, get out of here. It doesn't even matter. I'm not upset. You can have that bum ass nigga. That nigga don't do shit. You and Pudge belong together. You and Pudge are two peas in a pod. Y'all bitches belong together.
If it's not a big deal, why are you so upset about it?
Exactly.
Who's upset about it?
So upset. Obviously, you are upset. You're just mad.
Is that Pudge on the line?
Oh, all right. Oh, you out of the house. All right. Yo, listen. This is the thing. My thing is this. And I'm not trying to bash you, Hooters, and not trying to bash you, Miss Westwater, but Miss Westwater, Hooters.
They can't hear me out there because of the background.
Yeah, you make a lot of noise in the background. I don't want to mute nobody, but I just want to get the peace across. At the end of the day, Am I the girls are not going to get a good man. And so they learn, one, to have morals, stop bringing dudes around their kids every time they go to the bar and the nigga buy you a drink or two. He's just trying to put his penis all around the warm parts of your body or whatever the case may be. Stop giving the sex up on the first date. Learn a dude's middle name before you learn how big his penis is or whatever the case may be.
Keep going. That's all people need to hear. Keep going.
No, some real G shit. Learn to work. Learn to save your money. It's okay. If your bills and all that is paid, you got a little extra, little $90, put that shit away. You never know when you're going to need it. Your kids are going to need it. But what's the first thing you girls do? Y'all go, you take your little $90, y'all go to the bar, and y'all stupid drunk. You stupid drunk. Hooters, you know you want a good man.
Excuse you?
Who doesn't know she wants a good man, but she won't be able to get a good man until she learns how to be a lady.
Chicks make it easy for niggas to be smart. Chicks make it easy for niggas to fuck mad bitches.
Who fuck mad bitches?
Wait, what?
Who fuck mad bitches? Who fuck mad bitches?
Females make it easy for guys to fuck mad bitches.
Wait, who's this on the air?
Lucky is my son. Lucky is. Oh, no.
Who's on the air? You got what's going on? Who's this?
I don't know. Have a show, I'm Martin. Hello.
All right, we got the sales.
Yeah, where we got you? Who's this? We done got mad people in the party.
Now I turned your mic off, Miss House, because you got mad penis in the background, scratching at the phone. like I said, we're back on the air, and we pretty much talked about, you know, a young lady that wants, you know, is it okay to cuddle with a pregnant person? Ms. West Waterworks, if you was pregnant, would you want to do just cuddle with you?
Cuddle with me? It is just cuddling, but I'm saying, like, there's always a hook. Most people say they want to cuddle, and they just want, they take that as, like, y'all cuddling and y'all close, and then they try to sneak attack you.
Sneak attack is what, like so let it
like
know
sneak attack, like when a bitch sleeping, niggas want to start fondling and shit. By the time they realize what the fuck going on, it's too late to say no.
So you're trying to say is once the penis in, the female cannot say no?
It's not saying that the penis is in or nothing. It's like, do you, like, I can't even really explain it. I can, though, but, like, if you sleep and a nigga fondling you and shit, like once you already, like, to that, I guess, that limit or that level or whatever, that's just kind of hard to, like, slide off and say no.
I didn't see it. Well, I'm gonna keep it 100.
But you can't just like go cuddling with no nigga if you don't know him. Like, I ain't gonna just go lay in some bed with some dude. Some dude been trying to get me to cuddle for weeks now. I don't know you, sir. Exactly what you said. If a girl, what'd you say? You said if a girl asks you to hang out and she don't have nothing planned, she only's got plan to fuck, right?
Yes, because my thing is like females like get mad when dudes make up plans for them. Like, if you be like, oh, I want to chill with you, and then the dude go over to your house. And you don't have nothing planned. You don't have no Monopoly, no Scrabble, no Xbox 360. Of course, the students was going to be like, let me at her. Because you have nothing planned. And then you get mad at the guy. You're like, oh, guys just want to put the penis in. But you don't have a good movie. You don't do things like, you do stuff like keep the lights off. If you know you're not trying to.
You have the lights off, you're trying to get penis.
Yeah, but see, females are played a part. Like, they don't want to come off like a hoe. Like, for me, for instance, females, they're kind of scared to hang out with me. Because some of them want to have sex with me, but they're scared that if something goes bad, the next day I'm going to talk about them on Facebook and put them on blast.
Because you do that.
Because the reason why I do that is because females, they get naked for you, and then a week or two later, they act brand new. Like your penis was inside the ovary. So
it wasn't inside the ovaries, hon.
No,
penis can't go in the ovaries.
I know, I was making it funny.
But,
you know, stupid. But it is, like, I hate when females do that. Like, don't do that. Like, for me, like, it's like a repetitive thing. You know, they meet me. You know, I got little pictures on Facebook flashing a little bit of money. So they come meet me in HD. They meet me in HD. They're like, all right, his nose kind of big, but he's kind of cute. So, boom, then we texting. We doing the things that we like to do. And then I smash. Now I smash, and they don't get no money or nothing. Now I'm ugly. Now I got the bum-ass swap shop. But you were naked in the swap shop.
Word. And then they have a problem when it was getting booty naked in there?
Exactly.
Right,
so,
wasn't they getting butt naked in the swap shop?
Who?
Huh?
Wasn't the bitches getting naked in the swap shop?
Yeah, I'm keeping it 100. At least 20 girls have gotten naked in the swap shop.
And then 19 of them talk shit about it.
In Elmira. We're talking Elmira, New York. And keep in mind, I haven't really been out for a straight year yet, out of prison. So.
That makes you a hoe.
That makes me a hoe?
Yep.
Why? Because I'm looking for love? I'm looking for a good woman?
How are you looking for love if you're sticking your dick in the vagina?
Wait, did that chick get naked in the swap shop too? I'm just asking.
Pussy runs
Wait,
the world. Pussy
Who
runs the world?
World.
A lot of bitches just don't know how to use their pussy to the advantage.
Exactly. If I had a pussy, I swear to God, I'd be the richest girl ever.
you would be horrible. You would be horrible than what you are now.
Yes, you know, because y'all females have a power. Y'all the reason why guys get fly. Y'all the reason why guys buy BMWs and nice vehicles. They don't buy it because, oh, it got nice horsepower and we can move houses and shit like that. No, when they go right by y'all and the girls is whistling, woo, look at him, I love that car. I would love to ride that. I would love to have the wind go in between my head.
That's what
I'm
doing.
I'm not. I'm sitting right here. I'm not moving. Okay. I know. Sorry, Lucas.
Yeah, you got tennis in your head over there? Who is? You're right.
That's my grandfather, stupid. Do you want to try again?
Hey, just asking. What's with that?
I'm
kind of proud of Amanda because she kind of speaks her voice now. She has no issue telling you what it is, Lucky.
Hold on. Didn't you call me about a week or two ago when I was sitting at home and heard my grandfather in the background text me telling me that you heard a guy in the background and you called me a whore? Or my own grandfather. Really? Who does that?
Lucky.
No,
why are you quiet? Really?
No.
Really?
Listen, miss, you don't want a good man. Yeah, Brooklyn was like,
you don't want a good woman.
Can we go to that Molly Girl song? Do we got
no.
that Molly Girl song?
No.
Let's see. Check in the archives. I believe I have a Molly Girl.
Or Snooki Bear. We need to see Snooki Bear.
No, we don't need any stupid Lucky Me song.
Now it's stupid now.
Why?
Now they're
why
stupid. But you got your CD in the car, rocking it hard.
Yeah,
no, I don't. Actually, he got them back.
You devoted him?
Yeah, I gave them back to him. I put them in his nice little mailbox at a store.
We got.
Really
we got
Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know that you don't want love. You wanna give that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
I know these dudes out here playing.
Yeah.
But you girl keep on playing games.
Uh-huh.
Amara girl.
Remix.
Amara girl.
Remix.
Amara girl.
This the remix.
Amara girl. Amara girl.
Yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You roll the dice with your life, you plan suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guy. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration? I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where's me on the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. I'm already in the mix, I'm in the back blowing live with your well with some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't gas the kid like grass, room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no diva though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Sign you ain't used to. I shine bright like the sun, girl, where your dollars at? I got a BlackBerry now, girl, you can holler back. Sucking on dick and shit, come, you swallow that. I buy girls flowers, never beat, but I'ma swallow that. Get your mom made, Facebook throwing shade. I thought you was my boo, yeah, I called you babe. I'm getting money, I don't want nothing. All I want is for Amira, girl, to start fronting. 1 out of 5 got STDs. Young girls getting pregnant, nope, not by me.
By me, by me, by me.
Nah, they get pregnant by me, baby. Tell them Lucky. I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Yeah.
I know these dudes out his lane.
Yeah.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
The remix.
I'm out of girl.
Cause this is the remix.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
This is the remix.
I know that you don't want love.
Nah.
You wanna get that pussy
up.
I know these dudes out his lane.
Okay.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
This is
Brooklyn girls.
You still there?
Yeah, we're back. Real Talk with Lucky Me. And for those who have not realized, we are definitely in overtime right now. We got Hooters.com, and I don't know who the chick with the block number is that's in the building with us. But I want to know, did she get naked in the swap shop too, Luck?
Yeah, oh.
The girl with the black number.
Who
did she get naked in the swap shop?
Wait, what? Why am I putting
her
out there like that?
Hold on. Not the Twitch kids. We just, like I said, we got, I want to be fair to the people who's actually listening at home with their people. Shout out to Miss Linda, because she got her little females around her. Shout out to the bunnies. There's a question asked by Miss Amanda Rhinebone Gonzalez. She said, can girls rape guys?
Yes.
You say, yeah, Brooklyn Black, can you be raped by a female?
Yes.
Hey, explain how. You talking about through a drink, through marijuana, through coke, like what?
Well, yeah, because like say if, you know, nigga was out drinking, he come home and he pass out, right? And he's knocked out asleep. But shorty get it up and she up in it, like, yeah, that's it. But of course, not, a guy not going to say, yo, my girl raped me. But that, you know, he wasn't awake. You know, like, for you, and plus, how she, and she not going to wake up and, hey, yeah, while you passed out, we fucked. You know, but in the right mind, no guy's going to complain about it neither. So, yes, a guy can get raped, but it's just not spoken about as much.
Well, I've been raped. There's plenty of mornings that I wake up and I'm tired, I'm exhausted, and I don't want to do nothing. I'm smiling because she's looking at me. I don't want to do nothing. And guess what? I feel the tip of my head being played with, and I'm trying to turn over. And I know that if I don't put on my trousers and my panties, that she's going to.
What? Hold up. I can't act like I ain't fucking here see this shit.
Nah, you heard him say panties.
What is wrong with this nigga?
Seriously, like, you know, girls that keep playing with it, and it's like, damn, I'm like, damn, I got to give her some half-ass sex, but if I don't, she's going to, that's a form of rape, because realistically.
No, it's not. How is it okay for girls sleeping and the guy to come finally? That's kind of rape. That's kind of like molestation. Bitch sleeping, you rubbing on things.
If he's hard, it's not rape.
Well,
she
so
said, if he's hard,
why?
It's not
how
rape.
Look it up. I'm being good ass.
Wow, if a man is hard, it's not rape. That's crazy. So
if a man's penis
man
is hard, it's not going to go in the vagina.
You can tie him up, jerk his penis. And that's not rape?
It's not rape if you're hard.
Wow. Is there any stipulations or any tricks we can use? Because, we can asshole at a month award goes to Joelle Monroe, dickhead. He's in jail right now for statutory rape, stupid man. First degree, he's going down, and I hope he goes down. Because you're a piece of shit, Joelle Monroe.
Oh, my goodness, government.
Exactly. You called the police on me. You and your family over there on Horner Street, Elmira, New York. I said it. Whole family's pussy. Even the dad. Everybody's pussy. So the big fuck you of the year award goes to Joelle Monroe. How are you going to get out of this one? I don't know. You just had a baby. You know, you healthy little baby, but now your baby's going to miss out. Because you want to take young pussy. All right, moving right along. We got another question that just came in. Said, ladies, I said ladies, you prefer a minute man or a dude who go for hours? Miss West Waterworks, you want to answer that first?
Why I got to answer it first? Well, it don't matter how long you go, because I know I'm getting mine first, because, you know what I'm saying? I know how my thing is, so that's easy. Really don't matter.
They call you sprinkler?
No, I don't sprinkle.
They call you sprinkler.
They ain't no sprinkles over here.
All right, cool. I'm sorry, Niagara.
So no, seriously though, if you had a man, do it matter? Like, if it's a jump off situation, do the jump off dude have to go the distance, or if it's your man?
Well, if it's a jump off, he might not know what type of like pussy he getting into. The pussy could be that official that he only lasts a couple minutes, like, you know. But there could always be that, like, 5 minutes after, then he got the good first one out, and then he got the good, you know what I'm saying?
But
sometimes
the
girl got to tap out.
Don't want to try that again.
Sometimes you got to tap out.
All right, and who does what you prefer, a minute man or a dude who goes the distance, man?
Someone who goes the distance, because obviously if you can't get me off, I got to work at it myself to get me off.
Say hi.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hello.
Is that Curly Fries?
Hi, Maddie.
Curly Fries.
Say hi. Say Curly.
Say hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, we got
Curly.
Lucky kid. Nah, so, all right. Well, I mean, this, like, when I was younger, like, when I first lost my little virginity or whatever, I thought that every woman wanted a dude who goes the longest. So I used to masturbate 3 times before I actually got in the pussy or got
thrown
out.
Oh, my God. You can fucking, like, you can, like, make that shit, like, no.
Yeah, so I learned that. Females don't want a dude that want to be in a pussy. That's just TV that be making people believe that females want a long distance, a marathon type of guy.
Listen, I want 45 minutes. All I want, 45 minutes.
It takes you that long to get off?
No, but I got to get off a couple of good times.
I can go first 3 minutes, I can get a good one and be done.
Yeah, see, I don't get the good first one until like 3-4 minutes.
Brooklyn Black. Do you give the girls the all-purpose cock, which is the long distance, or do you hit them with the sprint?
I hit with whatever the fuck I feel like doing at that point in time.
Sometimes you really can't give a bitch your all on the first, because if you give her your all, and if she's just not that, she gonna go crazy.
If you give a bitch your all, your 100%, they become stalkers, and then they think that they wifey and shit. You know, but then if you give your wifey the mediocre sex, she's going to feel that you don't love her no more and start looking elsewhere. So you got to know what you're doing. You got to know, pick your battles and shit.
Well, we got 5 minutes left on the show. I want to thank all the people who called in to be on a hiatus for such a long time. I think today was a decent show. We had a decent amount. Because thank you to all the ladies from Elmira who hit me with questions. Sorry, ones that I didn't really get to answer any questions and respond to them, but I know you females are on the check-in. The moral, you know, the main thing of this discussion for today is, ladies, it's summertime. Stop letting these dudes get you a good man. Because if you have a good man in your life, you're going to be happy. You're not going to be angry like Hooters. Hooters is an angry soul.
I'm not angry. I know how to push you to your limit. I know what your limit is, and I'm not scared of it anymore.
You're angry as fuck.
I'm angry.
God bless him.
God, I am not angry.
God bless him. God bless Buddhists. Hopefully, we won't all pray. We all hold hands right now. Let's all hold hands. While we pray.
No, I don't want to hold hands. I don't want to hold their hand. I don't know where it's been. I don't need any diseases.
Yeah, so, and fellas, stop beating on your women.
Don't beat her either.
That's what we're going with for the whole week. Don't beat her either. Look out for the t-shirts. I'm going to get one made tomorrow. Excuse me, ma'am?
At the mall. To a place I'm going to go.
At the mall?
Yep.
That's where you go to meet your men, you said?
Huh?
You said that's where you go to meet your men?
No, that's where I go to work, but that's also where you're going to go to get your t-shirt made, because it's the only place you can go to do it.
Oh, so you have a job now. Round of applause for her.
What do you mean? You just talked about this an hour ago.
But there's people who's listening now who didn't hear that.
No, well, good for them. I'm not in front of the computer. I can't see who's out there, nor do I really care.
You're angry. Shout out to Brooklyn
not
Black.
Angry.
And pregame radio.
I'm going to take a shower, masturbate, and I'm
going to
go to bed, and I'm
going to
be happy.
Did she just say she wants to masturbate and go to bed?
That's what she said, masturbate and go to bed.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Yes,
it is.
Why? Why? I'd rather rub one out real quick than fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
I just wanted to make sure I heard correctly, that's all. Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thanks for doing that real talk with Lucky Me. I'm Brooklyn Black. Big shout out to Ms. Waterworks. And, of course, Hooters.com being on check. And big shout out to Nikki Ball.
Hold on. I just read something that I didn't see. Brooklyn Black, real quick. I know we're about to sign off. She said that sometimes it's good to have cuddle time. And they also have a clip that goes on the nuts at the top to stop from nutting so quick. If a dude really is insecure about that, well, I wouldn't say pinch your nuts to stop you from nutting. My boy Jeff, Jeff Danger, a.k.a. Kanye, He always taught me, pause, that if I didn't want to nut, always masturbate at least twice before you actually go on to have a sexual
encounter.
Or you
could use a cock ring.
Wait, hold on. Didn't you also tell me that you think about, like, other stuff besides what you're doing in that moment in time to make it hold off?
Yeah, you could do that, too. Sometimes you can do that, but sometimes that don't work. If a girl has amazing vaginal area, like she has amazing pussy or whatever, you just can't just think about something else. So the backup plan would be just to, you know, while you're in the shower, masturbate twice, get two of them bullets out the gun, so when you go there, your gun is empty, your limp noodle, and you can give her the best cock that you can possibly give her. Brooklyn Black, you wanna take us away? Cool.
Like I said, as far as not nothing or whatever. Because sometimes pussy is so good, you slide in there, it slips, you know, you kind of lose your grip on it, you know, and it just, you know, just keeps
happening. So what's the noise you make? Is there a noise that you make Brooklyn Black when it's good like that? Is there a noise that you make when it's good like that?
Yeah.
How it go?
When it's good like that?
Yeah.
Super.
We're waiting.
It's good like that, you know. Like I said, sometimes it just escapes you. You know, you can't do nothing about it. All you could do is hope and pray to God.
Rain a day on your chest.
All thing you can do is when that happens, is keep going and hope that you don't soften up and act like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, I know for me, if it's amazing, I'm either gonna say a couple of things. I'm probably gonna be like,
Liar.
So shout out to all the snow bunnies in Elmira, New York. I'm moving back there by the first, which is a good thing, you guys. If you're listening, I'm going to be back and around. I have a little hiatus out in Ithaca, New York, but I'm definitely going to be back. 707 Lake Street. Sell me your shit because I want to buy it so I can resell it and make money. And what'd you say? Don't be happy. Don't be too happy, Amanda. You guys hate each other.
I don't hate
her. That's another show. But
wait, why? who doesn't like who?
That's another show. But we gonna like I said,
who?
So all of the listeners.
Who
does like? We gotta press the mute button. Let's go to the mute button and see if we can find the mute button. She's out of control. Okay, she's calm again. All right, so. Shout out to Brooklyn Black for making this possible, like always. Brother from another mother, group home all day. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me, Mondays from 7 to 9 or whatever. Get your voice heard. If you if there's a topic that you want to talk about, send me. You can send me an email. Brooklyn Black, your email is?
pregameradio@gmail.com.
Or you can go to femaleslie2@aim.com. Send me your stuff because I do lie too much. And we can talk about it. That's what we do. Get your voice heard. You know what I'm saying? And sell me your gold. Also, Facebook a date. $50 cash or food stamps. I will get you love in your life.
Oh. And fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Don't drink and drive. And luck to be here next week. I'll see you guys Saturday night at 10 p.m. for pregame radio. Y'all already know how it goes. And we out of here. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.